To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Here's one to the end zone, and Kayshon Booty, touchdown New England, working against Cordell Flott. Patriots in field goal range at the moment. Here's one downfield, and caught for the touchdown. Kyle Williams, what a catch.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a tier Tuesday. Tiers are up at Jones and Keefe. Patriots on the top tier where they remain. You can see where everybody else's teams wound up fitting in. Again, at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. But it is not only a Tier Tuesday. We got a Key for Madness for you at 12:45. And it's also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us now here on Jones and Keefe. He's brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And by Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping and get rewarded. Tom E. Curran, how are we doing this week?
I'm great. You guys sound energized.
Oh, we are. We can see
certainly see
the finish line of the Christmas break right around the corner.
It's here.
So Tom, your latest is now up at NBC Sports Boston. Mike Vrabel's word choice shows how the Patriots bar has officially been raised. We talked about that a little bit during the bye week. We played Mike Vrabel with you guys yesterday. He's like, you guys are reading too much into my comments. If I said something different, you'd read into that, et cetera, et cetera. How calculated do you think that was on Vrabel's end to mention the word champions last week?
I think it was very specific and very directed, because this is a team, and I mentioned this in the column, 11 months ago, the notion was, can we just take advantage of bad football? And he said at the time, I don't know if we can. So they've leapfrogged from being able to take advantage of bad football to being a really good team. They skipped right over mediocrity. So I would imagine that there is a sense among players, it would only be human nature to go, wow, we're actually really good. Is this real? I mean, people keep mentioning our record, and people keep saying what a great story we are. Have we already achieved something here? And I think that Mike's redirecting their attention toward what they can do this year in a very wide open and chaotic AFC is a shrewd move by him, because you guys have heard of imposter syndrome, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we act it out every day. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, I would have wondered if some of these guys, and I don't think that they would, but just, you know, it's a bye week. I'm just sitting there putting them on the couch and wondering, do they understand how good they are, at least in 2025 with the mojo they have right now? It is always fleeting. So if that opportunity is in front of you, say to yourself in the mirror, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and damn it, we could win the AFC.
You know, I don't know how closely you paid attention to the Titans when Vrabel was there. I know, obviously, you're covering the Pats, but I'm curious how much you think he has changed as a coach over the years and having it be his second opportunity, or is the big difference just, hey, I had Ryan Tannehill before, now I have Drake May, I had a GM that traded away A.J. Brown, had I kept him, maybe I would have kept the success going, or has he made some changes just the way he goes about things?
I think I would be presumptuous to say that I know specifically that he's changed in the way he's addressing the team, the media, his in-game activity, but he's so specific about the way he wants to approach his players and so specific about the way he wanted to approach the media. When we met with him in February, I think it was, he sat down at the table and wanted to know everybody's media story in the media. Who are you? You know, what's your family situation? He just wants to know people better so we can connect better. I don't know if he might have done that in Tennessee, but I think that the bond that he has established with specifically his players and no doubt his coaches as well has helped give clarity to the things that he wants to accomplish. And as a result, the great buy-in that you've seen from this team that, you know, as he mentioned, shows up en masse on days that they don't have to lift, work out, do rehab, et cetera.
Tom, we just completed our tiers as we do every Tuesday. And we have the Patriots on the top tier along with the Denver Broncos. We have teams ranked highly like the Bills and the Texans, Chargers and Jags a cut below that. In the AFC, who should the Patriots fear the most in the AFC playoff field?
The teams with the best defenses. So that would be Houston. That would be Denver. I think it's funny when you look at Jacksonville. I was ready to, when I was writing my column talking about the AFC chaos, look at their schedule and say, well, look at this bad loss or look at this win that was narrow. They're actually kind of impressive. The losses have been to good teams, and they did get boat raced by the Rams a couple weeks ago, 35-7. But overall, their losses have been quality losses against good teams. So I don't know if we should take them seriously. Talking to Phil Perry about it on my podcast, the Achilles to them is, believe it or not, Mr. Generational Trevor Lawrence. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, did you expect year, what is it, 5 for him or 4? It has to be 5. To be saying, yeah, he's a problem. But it kind of is. So it's wide open. You look at Denver, I'm not afraid of Bo Nix and that passing game. Certainly not afraid of the Chargers. That display last night of lack of protection, I don't think I've seen a quarterback get battered like that since Brady took it back in 2015 against the Broncos in the AFC Championship. I mean, he got pummeled. That is not a good team. So I think those teams with the good defenses are the ones to be wary of. And I really like the way C.J. Stroud is playing as well, you know, getting a chance to watch some of these games over the weekend more closely and see how guys are playing. I think Houston's a problem. Houston, they have a problem for you.
No, they're scary to watch. And they've been on TV a lot recently, too. I feel like I've seen a lot of Texans football, and they look pretty good. As for the Buffalo Bills, obviously the second matchup of the season coming up on Sunday, Pats have a chance to win the division. And this isn't by any means to, like, push down what the Patriots have done. But I'm curious, do you think this is the worst Bills team since Josh Allen has, like, really emerged? It was year 3 for Josh Allen, year 1 with Steph Diggs back in 2020, where he became an MVP candidate. And since then, I know they haven't broken through, but they've been to the conference championship game a couple of times. They're always kind of picked as one of those teams to do it. And now when you watch them, I don't know, their defense isn't great, and it's all on Josh Allen. I'm curious if you think this is the worst team they've had in about 5 years.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's the defense that you pointed out there. I mean, the days of Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde and Tre'Davious White, Ed Oliver, and the guys that they had up front, it's just not the same defense. And Joe Burrow kind of handed them that game the other day.
Oh, yeah.
With the pick six and then the pick following it up. So they're vulnerable defensively. So I would absolutely agree with that. That's the most flawed team, but it's also got the best player who can, right, you know, Superman a situation in a way that nobody else in the league really can right now.
It's time to get Tom E. Curran's Drake Take, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. We were reading yesterday, Tom, from your colleague who you mentioned, Phil Perry, highlighting weaknesses or really lack thereof in Drake May's game. I think the best we boiled it down to was you blitz him and play man as much as you can, but even that, he's still pretty strong against. Is there a weakness that you would identify or see scheme-wise that you could exploit against Drake May?
Phil was mentioning that he has a relatively low rating against single high safety. So that means one safety back in the middle of the field, and he's playing center field on your deep threats. The Patriots don't have that field-stretching deep threat, although May has been fantastic, throwing at 20-plus yards, as we know. But that's his lowest rating. So will teams try and play a little bit more single high safety, try and take away some of the underneath stuff and the seam stuff to Hunter Henry? And that would open up an opportunity for Kayshon Boutte on the outside to win one-on-ones with his physicality. So that would be the main thing. I'd also like to see them employ a little bit more of his running ability with bootlegs down in the red zone. Their red zone numbers are so anemic relative to the rest of their production that they really need to figure that out when they're playing some of these games against teams when you can't settle for three time and again when you get inside the 20 or inside the 10. So those to me would be the two things. And I'd be interested to see what kind of self-scouting they do and what they do in the red zone over these last four games, if they try and unlock something that hasn't been working. Because I just don't think that you can say block harder
right. And
it's going to work. We're going to run into the middle of the line and we're just going to, you know, tougher than now type thing. I just don't think that's in their identity right now.
Well, I'm curious.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So this applies to the red zone as well, but really just the entire time they have the ball. What do you think the best way to use the running backs in the running game would be? Because this season, obviously they tried it with Ramondre Stevenson early, then he had the fumbles, but then they stuck with him, then he got hurt. Henderson's kind of emerged as we've gone forward. Even when Stevenson's come back, he's only averaging like just over 3 yards a carry. It seems like a pretty inconsistent part of their game. Would you just give the ball to Henderson 15 times a game, or how would you do it, do you think, to best unlock it?
I think it would be matchup dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you need against a particular opponent in terms of the run style? They have run much more effectively outside. Stevenson is a much better between the tackles, between the guards, up the middle type runner. Once he gets to the second level, if he hits it with speed, there are occasions he slows down a bit, and I think that ends up him getting stacked up. When he hits it with speed, and you know he's not hitting it with speed because he's not seeing anything there, but create it. So I would say, depending upon who the matchup is, Henderson running wide, Stevenson in the middle, and I actually should look at the screen numbers too, how often they have screened, because I think teams will continue to come more and more frequently against May and try and move him, because you can't let him stand back there. Once he's getting more than 2.5 seconds, his numbers are off the charts.
Okay. He is Tommy Curran. Check him out. NBC Sports Boston. Again, his latest up there now on Mike Vrabel, raising the bar for the Patriots. You can catch him on Thursdays on WEEI afternoons and all over NBC Sports Boston. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you.
Tommy Curran joining us here. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Tom E. Curran. I'm with him on Drake May and his mobility in the red zone. Like, I hope
they
this
should
is
use that a lot.
Well,
yeah.
This is the week too, and it's an interesting matchup against Buffalo. This is a week to pull out some stops. Whatever you saw in your quote unquote self scouting,
yeah, busy week
over the bye week. Oh, yeah. Whatever you saw, and however you critiqued what isn't working down there and what's gone wrong down there. this is a week to, I don't want to say empty the sink, like trick plays and things like
no,
that.
No, you don't need to.
But this is a week to try to shore that up. And I think that's a good answer as to what might work more in the red zone. May and his mobility, that doesn't mean designed runs necessarily. That doesn't mean the failed tush push that they've tried. But that means relying on May rolling out, making plays with his legs, or making throws on the run more so down there than you do between the 20s. I think that's a good place to start when trying to figure out some of the red zone issues.
Yeah, the red zone thing has been pretty bad. I mean, they're down there with some of the worst teams in the league as far as like touchdown percentage. And I think it's become the biggest, I'll call it, issue on the team. I mean, they're 11-2. And if they win on Sunday, they win the division. But
so
I think
you have to nitpick.
Well, there's nitpicks, but like it's surpassed first drives by the defense, which is what we talked about for a while. I think there's some like running game things, which is also factored in here. But it does seem like now that has moved past everybody else's thing where it's like, oh, did you just kick a 20-yard field goal? Like a 20-yard field goal? And like, there's just been a lot of issues that they have had in the red zone, at the goal line. And for an offense that has scored as many points as they've scored this year, they're a top five or top seven offense points per game. Where could that be if you're scoring seven instead of scoring three?
No, there's some hidden points, like potential just by doing what you're doing.
Yep.
Executing a little better in the red zone, you could go from an offense that's between 6 and 10 to a top five offense just by executing better down there, for sure. And so when we say you got a nitpick and like what your flaw could be, what was the one Orlovsky had a few weeks ago that didn't really move the needle for me?
Oh,
they played too much nickel defense. Too much nickel defense.
Oh, they can't stop the run. And I was like, right. I think they can.
Yeah.
And he's like, because they played nickel defense a lot.
Although they've been run on a little bit more of late.
Yeah. Josh Allen. Josh Allen might, because you know, Justin Fields, as bad as he was, he actually ran the ball against them a little bit. But yeah, who else? I mean, it hasn't really been.
I mean, the Bucs had a runner go over 50 for the first time.
Yeah, Sean Tucker ran for like 60 yards. But like, they haven't.
The Jets had Fields. The Bengals ran all over him with Chase Brown. And
but
then
I think they're second in the NFL, aren't they? In rush yards allowed?
I'm not overly concerned about that. But if you're going to try to find a fatal flaw, the fatal flaw would be the red zone.
Yeah,
and I think Curran's onto something with that. Let's go to Nick in Weymouth. He's been waiting very patiently. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, you guys are talking. How you doing?
Good.
You guys were talking Chargers before. I see them losing 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 4. Reason, they are playing the Chiefs at the Chiefs. They are playing the Cowboys at the Cowboys. They will be playing the Texans there. And then they go
Denver.
Play the Broncos at the Broncos. What I think is going to happen is the Chiefs will get in because they're either going to take the place of the Colts or the Chargers. I assume the Chargers will last it out.
Okay, so he thinks the Chiefs are going to get in.
They would have to win that head-to-head game because if you're looking at it, they can't take the place of the Colts right now because the Colts aren't in.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to take the place of the Chargers, who currently are 9-4, and the Chiefs are 6-7. And the Chargers beat the Chiefs already week one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have the head-to-head. Now, I know they have another game coming up, but then that's going to wash and it's going to go to the next thing. So, I don't know. And you're talking about, like, I've stopped talking about the Chiefs like they're going to beat whoever's on their schedule. Like, that's not happening. They have a losing record. So it's like,
yeah, what, they've lost 4 out of 5 or something like that?
Yeah, because we're like, oh, well, they'll beat, you know, the Texans or they'll beat whoever. It's like, no, they're the team losing these games.
By now we thought they'd be winning all these games and they haven't.
And also the Cowboys aren't that good either. So, like, I agree with the caller that the Chargers have a really tough schedule. I think they probably lose to the Texans and the Broncos. But if they go 2-2, that's 11 wins. If they win one game, they got 10, and I think they probably get in.
Yeah, I mean, there are 3 wild card teams right now. Who's the most likely to fall out? Chargers, Bills, Texans.
Chargers.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
The Texans are playing too well. They have a worse record right now, but I agree with that.
Texans could also pass the Jaguars and bump them down.
So there are multiple avenues to get in. So this is going to factor in with my next question. Just purely for the wild card, don't factor in the, the AFC North here. Who's the most likely team to sneak in? The Colts, Ravens, or Chiefs? Wild card spot.
Chiefs.
I also think that's the Chiefs. So, I mean,
yeah.
Look, if we think the Chargers are most likely to fall out and the Chiefs are most likely to sneak into a wild card spot, I guess we can't totally dismiss what
Nick
is saying.
Yeah, he's not completely wrong. I'm just pointing out they would have to take the Chargers spot currently because the Colts don't even have a spot. That's all
right. In other words, there's not two avenues in there. There's
Chargers.
One.
No, and they have the head-to-head, and they have
cannot,
a schedule.
They cannot win the division. They officially got eliminated from that the other
night.
And
the Chiefs' schedule is significantly easier than the Chargers, but then again, the Chiefs aren't winning every game, and they both play the Broncos, which right now I would lean Broncos probably in both of those.
Chiefs have already lost to the Broncos and the Chargers. They lost week one to the Chargers, wherever, Brazil or wherever they were. Yeah.
But if the Chargers win on Sunday against Kansas City, very simple to wrap our heads around, a head-to-head win, they get one game closer. I think Monday there'll be a different conversation, because then it's going to say, like, all right, the Chiefs have Tennessee and Vegas left and Denver, whereas the Chargers have three real games. So, like, okay.
Three real games, and their quarterback's hurt, and they can't protect him.
What's the spread in the game? What do you think it is? Guess the spread.
Where is it? Remind me where it is.
The game is famously in, scrolling, Kansas City.
Geha Field? Is that what they call that? G-E-H-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are going to be favored by 3.5?
4.5. 4.5.
Yeah, I'd take the Chargers.
But even still, they're two games back.
No, but I want those points.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But then what does it go to if it's it goes to division type division record?
Yep, then conference. Now, I'm sorry. Yeah, then conference, then common opponent or something like that.
Yeah. So head-to-head would be a wash.
Yep.
Then the division record, the Chiefs are currently 1-2 and the Chargers are 4-0.
Yeah.
So they basically are three games back, but they're really like four games back. So it almost has to be a win-out, lose-out scenario.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Which I don't think is going to happen. But again, if the standings are going to change, I don't believe in the Colts. So I guess that team would be, maybe we got to give more respect to the Ravens, I guess.
No.
But they don't look right either.
I don't.
The playoff standings might be kind of set outside of the North winner.
No, the top seven's pretty set.
Yeah, well, again, the Ravens could definitely win the division, but to get a wild card spot, I'm not sure they're going to do that.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. We get back to Mike Vrabel being very complimentary of Drake May. We'll do that.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.